It's time for Thursday's Roundup, always powered by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our show has more kick than your first sip of morning coffee. Don't miss Hank's Love Lines. Hank says if they text you back fast, you're golden. If they hit you with K, start asking questions. Kick back, tune in, and let Thursday's Roundup give your day just the right amount of unexpected.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you. Galaxy Skate Center, the place to be.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hey, Hank.
That was bad.
What was it?
Yeah.
Maybe love you should that
be,
song.
You should be singing on an island somewhere, maybe.
Where nobody else can hear me.
Deserted island.
Anyway, good morning, young
good
man.
Good morning, yes.
How was your night off?
It was good as far as
did
I
did you have a honey-do list?
No.
Did you knock down dandelions?
No,
did
I didn't.
You didn't?
If I thought about it, but in May, I refused to mow my yard with a stocking cap and a winter coat on.
And you know what? Yesterday.
Ridiculous.
I was going to go home. I went home, and I was going to mow. I was going, it needs to be mowed. And then when I got out there, it's like, I'm not mowing in this weather. Not doing it.
Exactly.
So I dug a trench instead. But other than that.
I felt like the old days when I was picking corn in November or something like that, you know, and it's freezing.
Right.
But you had to be out there. Right. I didn't have to be out there to mow the yard.
So you're always trying to make your house more appealing.
You
know,
okay.
And more self-sufficient. So I'm digging a trench from my water faucet.
Okay.
On the house. Down to my garden.
Oh.
And I have to make a couple stops on the way to have water, like in my flower garden and stuff like that. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh.
So it was all going well, Philip, until I run up on this big, big maple tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
They have roots.
Boo. Do they have roots? And boy, I had to stop right there.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I was like 6 feet away. It's like, and the tree goes, you're not going anymore.
See, here's the thing. If you would make friends with the moles,
they could do
you could work, you could work together.
Yeah. Just say, run it right in the mole.
Hey, guys, hey, guys, would you dig this up for me? Sure, Hank. And then beep.
But
and
the problem is they continue to dig elsewhere where I don't want
them. See, you got to get them channeled. You got to get them corralled. Get in the right direction.
So I got some stuff from Chet's. Put it on a couple weeks ago.
See, that's your problem, though.
What's that?
Well, you're trying to get rid of them.
No, the mole. I'm getting rid of the grubs now.
Oh, the grubs.
So
okay.
I've refocused.
Okay.
So
get rid of the grubs. Yeah, that's what
love
you're
the moles,
to do.
Get rid of the grubs.
Right. Exactly.
So I got rid of the grubs and I haven't had any new runs since the last rain. So let's continue to pray for the dirgs, the birds and the everything for the grubs to go.
You and the moles both are on a diet then, it sounds like.
Well, you know, you have to make friends with the moles. Mm-hmm. Let's refocus what I'm doing.
Dig that trench. Okay.
And then you know what? And we can be friends as long as you stay over there.
In the neighbor's yard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, this has been a battle for what, 2.5 years?
I know. It's been getting on you.
Yeah. So I've refocused. So now it's going to be, you know, the love moles.
The love moles.
Yes.
Okay. In sports, did you hear about this? Cubs starting pitcher Matthew Boyd needs to undergo surgery on his left knee to repair a meniscus injury. Manager Craig Counsell said the injury happened when Boyd was sitting down to play with his kids.
Oh, really? And it can.
But talk about bad luck.
Right.
We've had some players over the years. Forget which player it was. It was a Brewer catcher that supposedly dropped a suitcase on his foot at the hotel.
Didn't it break his toes or something?
Broke his toe or something. Or then Francisco Liriano, who's in the Hall of Fame for injuries, suffered a broken arm while trying to scare his kids at Christmas.
Oh.
And Jeremy Affeldt, who sliced his hand open while trying to separate frozen hamburger patties at a cookout.
Yes.
And so you got to be careful.
You and I both know that can happen.
Well, it could.
Yeah, yes.
Major league pitcher, though, you got to be extra careful because that's your bread and butter, man.
Yep.
You know, without the meat patties frozen, you know.
Yeah. It's cook them both. Don't worry about the wax paper in between.
Yeah, just throw them on there.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
If you could change one thing about your body, what would it be? And I'll go first. Okay, I'll go first. I wish I had better feet.
Better feet?
Here's why. I have flat feet, and they're used to be size 11s. Now I'm in size 12s. And I know the older you get, So the weight that I had before probably didn't help me.
Oh.
But I wish I had better feet.
Better feet.
Because I have to put orthopedics in, or you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
In my shoes, in every shoe I go. So I have one pair because they're very, very expensive to these foot doctors. And you can get them at Walmart and stuff like that, which they last. But I have something that's really, really hard. There's no give. And every shoe I wear, I have to have this. If not, I can't walk the next day. Oh, that's no true. Okay. I remember my father, we'd have basketball practice in the afternoon in elementary. I would sit down to eat, and he would have to carry my bedroom, seriously, because I couldn't walk before they knew what was going on.
Oh.
So.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh?
So what feet, about you?
That's a good answer. I was actually going to lean that way, too.
Oh, really?
But maybe better eyes?
Yeah.
June would say better hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, yes, exactly.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, eyes is a good one, too.
Yeah, eyes is.
Because we were talking to Jim Wonkton on class yesterday, and we were talking about the relief of getting rid of the glasses if you could, because it would help so much better. But thankfully, we have people that know what's doing, and God's blessed them to give us the glasses right. that we need. So, but yeah, eyes is not bad either.
Eyes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And for no matter what I do, my glasses are always smudged.
Yes. 100%.
You know, it looks like I've been working on a car and touched my glasses or something at the end of the day.
So, Tuesday, you know, I always clean my glasses before I go to the ball, you know, the diamond. So I clean my glass, last thing I do, and I always put an extra cleaning cloth, which, in my bag. And I get there, middle of the second inning, bottom of the second inning, there's a big fingerprint right here on my eye.
Huh.
And I'm going, what am I doing?
You must have done that when you weren't even thinking.
Yeah.
Push your glasses
over. Push your glasses up and miss. So, yeah.
Huh.
It's a struggle.
Other than that, or somebody did it, you didn't see
him. Yeah, I didn't see him.
Stuck their finger and
pointing at me.
Pointing at you. Yeah.
Mm. Well, you might be from Arkansas, Philip, if there's a trampoline in your front yard.
Oh! Here's the thing. We have a trampoline on our back deck.
Really?
Yes. We've been keeping it for a while for our daughter. As mm-hmm. she moved, she didn't have any way to store
it. And it's still there.
And it's still there. And then she's like, well, you need to, well, I need a truck. I'm not going to disassemble this stupid thing.
Oh, I wouldn't either.
Because it was very hard to assemble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's no fun.
No, so we're going to strap it down well and
you haul want my trailer.
It. Yeah, maybe
we can strap that
someday.
Thing down. And-
yeah, I've had a lot of perils hauling things for her.
Yeah.
One time, my son and my son-in-law said, you know, they had everything strapped down, and we're driving down 14 coming back from Madison. All of a sudden, I look in the rearview mirror. I've never seen a mattress fly.
Oh, and you did.
Like 20 feet in the air, like whoop, 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 end over end and land in the ditch. Luckily, there was nobody behind
you
us.
You can't beat that, young man.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
There
it
went. Do that again.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, just so everyone knows, I'll be taking a day off, first in a couple of years probably, but we're going to Grandparents' Day.
Oh.
So my presence is required at Grandparents'
and
Day.
And you should go.
Yes. Oakley wants me there and us there. But I'm wondering, has a grandparent ever been kicked out of Grandparents' Day before?
Probably tomorrow.
If I'm standing in the corner going, do it, do it, do it,
do it, do it, do it, Oakland, do it.
Do it, do it.
Today's game day.
Yes.
All right. And today, Philip, we are playing Magnetic Game of Checkers.
Checkers, all right.
With
all right.
Black Stone. So what happens is here they give you a yellow rope. The bigger the circle is with the rope,
right,
the easier the game is. The smaller the circle, the harder the game. And these are our checkers. They're magnetic.
Oh, they come apart. I see. Oh, look at that.
So the object is, I'm going to put one in here.
Uh-huh.
You cannot move the rope like this when you put it in.
Okay? All right. Put your metal checkers in the circle.
And if they get drawn towards each other.
Oh, you can set them.
You can set them either way you want.
Oh, I thought you could lay them down, too. Okay. He's choosing to set his up on their ends. We'll see if that strategy pays off. So what happens is they can draw if they like all connect.
You have So I'm just going to do an example. So if I put one here.
Yeah. Well, that, no.
Maybe you can't do them upside down. There we go. No, we have to go this way, Philip.
What do you mean?
You got to go this way with them.
What?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Well, that's what we're going with.
Huh.
Yeah, you have to do it that way.
Oh.
Per the rules, Philip.
Well, what Okay. Well, I didn't hear that little part.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Rules.
So okay. This is the one that you had. How many do you have left?
Four? Have five left.
All right. So it's your turn.
Okay.
Ooh. Did you see that thing move?
Oh! You got to take two. So they stuck together.
So they stuck together, and I take the two.
Yes. Back in the day, magnets were pretty cool to take for show and tell. And ooh! And on the farm, we had cow magnets.
Oh,
you did three over there, too.
So now, I have
a whole bundle.
A whole bunch, and all you have to do is lay your three down, and you're the winner.
Wow. Okay. Did you ever have cow magnets?
You're
a chicken farmer.
Yeah, and we had beef cow. We did have cow magnets.
But that was always a show and tell. Yes. I have these magnets. And back then, everybody had a wristwatch.
Yes.
You didn't want to put your magnet
on
your wristwatch.
No, because it'd kill it.
Yes, exactly. Note to self, don't do that. All right.
How many more do you have left?
I have two left.
Okay. So my philosophy now is try to get you to lay your last one where it has to have a magnet. If not, it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
And Philip wins.
Oh, I hope so. Come on, Hank. You can't be... It's hey, once you put it down, you got to put it down.
I did not leave my hand, just like the regular checker game.
I see.
Now it's Philip's turn. Let's see. He has... one checker left.
I won.
Hold on.
You're cheating.
Yes, I did. Nice
you're
job.
You're cheating.
Philip wins.
Thank you. It's my magnetic personality. When I hit the table, three of them stuck together.
Oh, boy. Nice job.
Thank you.
Magnetic checker game, it's really, really fun, especially at family events and stuff. So, and then some of them come with rocks. You know, your magnetic rocks?
Yeah.
And we had that one game at one time, and I don't know what you've done with it, so.
Remember the game where you had a magnet, and then you had this guy's face, and you had metal filings, and you would put the magnet on there, and then you would take the metal filings up.
Yes,
give him hair, and give him a beard, and things like that. Yeah. I haven't seen that for years.
Years. So what is the guy that we threw food at a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, Fat Sam or something.
I don't know. He may be back next week.
He might.
Hey, okay. I like that game.
Uh-huh.
So he's actually going to probably be propped up in my window.
Our leftover games go to the grandkids.
They do, or anybody that stops by.
Yeah.
So we like to help people out. So, yeah, we have a lot of leftover games, don't we?
We do.
But this one will not be a leftover. This is a good game.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyway.
I like this game because I won it.
Huh. Oh, the love line, Phil.
Yes, give it to us.
Are you ready? I mean, hang on. This is probably the best one.
Here we are.
I would definitely choose you and Duck Duck Goose.
Nothing says love like that.
Nothing says...
Oh, Duck Duck Goose.
Duck Duck Goose.
Our magnets are still going together on the table there. Oh, look at that. Oh.
So anyway, I would definitely choose you and Duck Duck Goose.
I would choose, yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. You played Duck Duck Goose in school.
Yes.
Did you choose that special girl when you did that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure she said, gross.
Yes, but.
He's got cooties.
But, and the girls would choose you, but you didn't know what they were doing. With the boys, it's like, everybody knows who Henry's going to touch.
Uh-huh. Did you ever play Drop the Handkerchief?
Didn't you?
You're in a circle, and then you go and you drop a handkerchief, and you have to get back in line before that person tags you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Basically like Duck Duck Goose.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Red Rover, Red Rover, send Phil right over.
Red Rover was like, they were on the other side of the field and you were here, and then you asked him to come over, didn't you?
Didn't you have to break the line or something, break the chain?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be allowed today.
Yeah.
All right.
It might get kind of violent.
Hey, Shane. Let's not let him break the rope.
Yeah, exactly. In football, we called it bull in the ring in football.
Yes.
That was always the guy with the ball had to break through the line. Yeah. Of course, I never could. You know, I'd be bouncing off people for like 15 minutes, and finally, somebody else get in there.
We did that with basketball, too, when you coach basketball. Take the circle, in the middle of the circle, you put a basketball there, and you have to box out the guy to try to get the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So, very, very, very good workout. So.
Very physical, yep.
Right. Anyway, my friend, thank you very much. And you know what? Have a great day tomorrow with your grandkids. You and June deserve that. And Oakley, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
But you know what? We'll see you Friday night, and I'm going to be in my Speedos and my new tight white shirt.
Yep. Yeah.